This is News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Kelly with Brett Paquita from West Michigan's Morning News. In studio with us, the folks that you hear on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show Saturdays at 8 on Wood Radio. Hello, Dan Hansen.
Hello.
Hello, Betsy Thompson.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio. It's good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Very glad to be here.
There's a special event coming up. We'll get around to what you guys do on your program just a little bit. But there's a special event. Joe Koons, what do we need to know about this event and who Joe is?
Well, Joe, first off, is got to be one of the coolest people I've ever met. He's
absolutely
a 26-year Navy SEAL veteran. He's seen everything. He is so cool. We interviewed him for our show just to basically focus on home safety stuff. And as he went, we realized how much he knew and just how interesting and compelling he is. The information he's got is great. He's lived this stuff. And he wants to share it with as many people as he can.
So the topic is Living Safely in a Dangerous World, College Edition. How does that work into the fold?
Well, you know, our homes are important to us. And, you know, what we as Repcolite always say, you know, paint your house, fix it up. But what is it if the people that you love aren't there to share it with you? So, you know, people send their kids to college all the time. And so many are not prepared for what's going to happen once they hit that college campus. We research, find the best colleges, but no college is immune to all of these things that are out there, the dangers that are out there, because it's in the news every year when college starts up again.
Mm-hmm. Joe talked about when we interviewed him, after the interview was over, he stayed for a long time. And one of the things he talked about is just how college kids, they go and they're just not prepared for what might be out there. And he talked about how predators actually target. This is a huge group that are targeted because they're naive. They're not ready for it. And he has story after story. And so his goal, he has three daughters of his own. His goal is to get as many kids ready for this as possible. And it's not scary stuff. Well, it is. But the whole point of this isn't to terrify people. It's to just give us a few things that we can do very simply to keep ourselves safe. And what's cool about it is it's going to apply to everybody. It's not going to be just college kids that can benefit from this. When he was talking, there's so many things that I don't do that I should be doing that would just keep me safer and keep my family safer. So everybody is going to benefit from this.
Now, in West Michigan's Morning News, Brett and Rick have younger children. I've got one kid in college, one that just graduated from college. And I remember that process of sending them off and his parents. I remember sending my kids to camp and watching the forecast and being terrified that there's a thunderstorm. What will they do?
Right.
A thunderstorm. But when you ask about safety in college campuses, they point out, well, there's the green light. Mm-hmm. There's the emergency phone. Well, that's good peace of mind as a parent. But this is great information as a parent sending your kid off knowing that they're most prepared for this as well.
Right.
Exactly. And the stuff that Joe's going to talk about, I mean, he's got so many things he can talk about. Cyber, you know, all the stuff that we put online, all the stuff we share social media-wise that we don't even think about, how people are using this information. He's got all of that. But just down to simple things about just being aware, about not getting into a vehicle with anybody, no matter what they've done to threaten you. There are stories where people have been taken right at, you know, in a college parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tells him to get in a vehicle, and he's got a story where a lady did, a girl did, and it doesn't end well. These are things we need to know about, and we can be prepared, and we can, you know, make some active steps in our lives to avoid these kind of things.
So Joe is coming to town, and if people are listening right now, give us date, location, where he's going to be at speaking, how they can be involved with that.
It's Thursday, August 3rd at 7 o'clock. We're going to have it at Celebration Cinema in the Rivertown Crossings Mall. We figure it's a pretty central location no matter where you're coming from. You know, get there about half hour early or so. And it's going to be a great thing. He has so much to share.
Is it free? Do they need a ticket?
It is free. It's absolutely free. You have to sign up, you know, because there is limited seating in the theater. So we ask that you go to repcolite.com, sign up their free event, and you can bring, you know, as many people as you want. Get your friends to come. Have your friends bring their kids. It's going to be good.
Repcolite.com is where you sign up. Joe mentioned when we talked to him about this that one of the things he gets when he does these seminars, one of the biggest things he hears from people afterwards is just, I wish I had brought so-and-so. I wish somebody else, this other person, had come with me. So don't be that person. You know, you can get out here. You can hear this stuff. It's going to be extremely entertaining. Joe is a great speaker, completely compelling. And it's just great information.
Well, and people think that they've told their kids all these things.
Yeah.
But he made a good point that we tell our kids these things all the time, and they don't listen until somebody else says it. He said, you know, I'm a Navy SEAL, and I tell my kids this stuff. And somebody else tells them, and suddenly they hear it, and he goes, you live with a Navy SEAL. Why didn't you hear me when I said it? It's because you're the parent. So think about that. Someone else is going to tell your kids the same thing you've been trying to tell them.
Yeah, try to coach your kid and hear what they say when they talk to a real coach. August 3rd, 7 p.m., Celebration Cinema in the Rivertown Crossings Mall. Again, repcolite.com. It's a free event. Seating is limited, though, so they'd like you to sign up for that. Interesting, though, from hearing your show at 8 o'clock on Saturdays here on Wood Radio, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. Why is a topic like this so important to you guys?
Well, it's important to us. Like Betsy said in the beginning, you know, we're all about painting your house, making your house look nice. It doesn't, none of that matters. None of that matters if your family's not there to enjoy it with you. You know, I've got five kids. Family is everything to me. You know, the kids mean everything to me. My wife, my, you know, all of that. This is all about the bigger thing. You know, we'd love to sell you paint. Sure, that's great. That's what Benjamin Moore, that's what Repcolite's all about. But this is about more important things, people, and just keeping the people we love safe.
How have you guys enjoyed doing the show and being on this side of the microphone? We've heard the great commercials for years now, but what's it been like for you guys in your experience?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster getting the hang of what you have to do to produce a show. But, I mean, we've learned a lot, you know, and bringing in all these guests that we have, the experts, as we like to call them, we've learned a ton from them. It's amazing the things that, you know, they have to share with people out there.
I've enjoyed it. Betsy cries a lot because, you know, she's not quite as
right,
good.
Right.
I keep trying to bring her along.
Eventually, maybe someday.
I know.
I got to tell you, from hearing just the commercials outside of the show, I appreciate your level of honesty as a father and as a husband and as a regular guy, because we all do those sort of things. Sometimes we just are a little reticent to bring them in the forefront and then to put them on the radio and then go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's a little disappointing right now because my kids are getting older and they're getting smarter. And so a lot of the material is starting to go away. They're not doing as many dumb things as they used to do. So,
no, it's just the same things you do.
I know, but I'm not getting any smarter, and it's hard to keep reliving those same dumb things.
Right.
Again, you can hear the show on Wood Radio on Saturdays at 8 o'clock. You can hear about this big event, Living Safely in a Dangerous World College Edition. That will be at Rivertown Crossings Mall. Celebration Cinema on August 3rd at 7 o'clock. You need to reserve your spot, but it's a free event, and you can bring whomever you want. Repcolite.com. That's Repcolite.com. Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
We'll hear you on the radio. This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town.